The U.S. Midwest will continue to experience a wet weather bias. This is something that's going to be ongoing for a several-day period, longer than what we have seen thus far. Over the course of the weekend, we saw substantial rains occur across portions of hard red winter wheat country, coming up out of parts of northern Texas and the Texas Panhandle through the heart of Oklahoma and ending up in portions of Illinois and Indiana. And it looks as though these areas will still see additional rain today, and perhaps tomorrow we'll see the precipitation shifting a little bit further to the east. And then we've got a tropical disturbance in the Gulf of Mexico that has to be closely monitored. Some of the National Hurricane Center studies so far have suggested this system might just become a tropical depression or even a tropical storm before it moves into the Texas coast sometime tomorrow or early on Wednesday. The system is moving along at a fairly quick pace, so the odds of it turning into a significant hurricane or anything quite like that is not very likely. With that said, though, the system is showing a fairly decent signature in the Gulf of Mexico, and satellite imagery suggests that the system is developing. Hurricane hunters are investigating the system as I speak, and we should know more about this system a little bit later this morning. In the meantime, if it follows the path as suggested, its landfall will be along the central parts of the Texas coast, and it will curve to the north, passing through the north central parts of Texas into eastern parts of Oklahoma, may be impacting a small part of western Arkansas, and curving back up into parts of Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana eventually as we get into the middle part of this week, maybe even into the latter part of the week as well. A cool front will be coming southward at the same time from parts of Canada, and as the cool air reaches the tropical moisture, there should be some enhancement in the rainfall potential. A close monitoring this whole scenario is warranted. There's still a lot of questions, though. The system in the Gulf of Mexico might not turn out to be much of anything as far as a well-organized system, and it may move inland quick enough that there's not going to be huge volumes of moisture coming with it, and also its path once it's inland could change somewhat. So there's still a lot of question as to who's going to see the greatest rain from this event or if it's going to have a major play or not. In the meantime, its expected movement inland will likely leave the lower parts of the U.S. Delta into a drier weather biased pattern, and we'll also see portions of the interior southeastern states drying out as well. But for the heart of the Midwest, we're going to see more rain and thunderstorm activity over the next 2 weeks, and that's going to maintain a very good outlook down the road, taking us into early July. It will take a while for the surplus moisture across the Midwest to disappear, and that means that when we get towards the reproductive process, we're probably still going to have favorable moisture around, even if we do stop some of the rain that's falling. With that said, though, it's always important to keep a close eye on these. Usually extremes and weather go from one end to the spectrum to the other in a short period of time, so we could suddenly shut off all the rainfall and end up seeing a drier bias. The official forecast, though, is for continuation of rainfall for the next week to 10 days, periodically across the Midwestern Corn Belt, as well as portions of the plains and Delta and southeastern states. All areas will likely find a fairly good environment for crop development, although we're a little concerned about dryness in the southeast because temperatures have been in the upper 90s to around 100 degrees, and we'll see that prevailing for a while longer. Most of the Midwest temperatures this week are expected to be mostly in a seasonable range, actually turning a little bit cooler biased in the north as we move forward in time, but nothing that would be threatening for the majority of crops. We'll look for the highs most this week running 70s and 80s, and low temperatures at night will be mostly 50s and 60s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.